They say morning routines are key, and they couldn't be any more right. Use this key to unlock your full potential. Hi, I'm Byron Pringle, and I'm a professional morning routine coach. Your potential is like that lock. Using your morning routine as the key to unlock your success is something every entrepreneur or successful individual strive to do. If you don't have a morning routine, or if you have an existing morning routine that fails you, or if you don't feel like you're hitting your goals, don't worry. I've created a free Facebook group with like-minded individuals like yourself that are developing their morning routine, challenging their mindset, and yes, most importantly, getting more stuff done to make more money. If you are interested in leveling up your morning routine, click on the link in the show notes and sign up for our free Facebook group. So, what are you waiting for? It's already 10 a.m. and the morning is about over with. Sign up today and start making your morning routine work for you. We'll see you in the morning. Okay, so one of the questions I get asked quite often as a morning routine coach is, what are some of the benefits of having a morning routine? But most importantly, how do you set up a morning routine that works best for you? These are all great questions. So a morning routine can set you up for success by better aligning your mindset for the day ahead of you. It also sets a tone for your overall productivity, and it allows you to have more confidence moving into your day. One of my all-time favorite quotes is, if you win in the morning, you win the day. So I'll say that again. If you win in the morning, you win the day. So on today's episode, I will be sharing with you my STEP acronym on how to better set up your morning routine to work for you. So if you don't have a pen and paper, pause me, because we have such a wealth of information to share. So with that said, let's go ahead and cue our introduction. Good morning, my wonderful and most talented listenership. Welcome to session 38 of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, my name is Byron Pringle, and I'll be your podcast host and morning routine coach, here to help you create the lifestyle you've always dreamed of by identifying your goals, crushing your limited beliefs, and most importantly, working towards a future filled with possibilities. So today I am flying solo. Kristen is off this week, and I actually wanted to share with you guys my experience in our 7-day coaching practice. So I hosted a free Facebook group event. If you guys are interested in opting into our free Facebook group, just head to the show notes. There is a link in there. But I just hosted a 7-day event on how to level up your mindset through your morning routine. And I got this question a lot. Like, how do you structure a morning routine that works best for you? And everyone's a little different. We all have different types of jobs that we work in. We all have different times in the day that may work best for us, and that's not conflicting with our work schedules, our personal life, our family time. So there's a lot of variables. And regardless what most morning routine gurus may say, it's not true. One size fit all morning routine for everyone. So everyone's a little different. Everyone's got different challenges, other opportunities and sort of stuff. So this is something that you have to custom tailor to fit your personal lifestyle that then you can draw some benefits from. So there are multiple benefits of having a morning routine. First and foremost, we're going to talk about structure. When you have a morning routine, it helps structure your day. It also alleviates stress. It increases your overall productivity. It helps you to identify your goals and reach them more effectively. And most importantly, it allows you to free up some time in your evening, so therefore you can spend that time with your friends or family or your spouse or whomever. So today, I want to share with you guys something that I shared in our 7-day challenge. It is called STEP, STEP is an acronym that I came up with and I have implemented in my personal life that has allowed me to level up my mindset and allow me to build this business and, most importantly, create a lifestyle that I'm very proud of. So if you have not had a chance, again, hop into the group. There's a lot of great information on how to set up a successful morning routine. And here, eventually, I'd like to say that I am going to have another challenge that's going to be coming up. So more details to come. So the one thing I want to share with you guys, and some of you guys may know, that I have worked in the restaurant space for approximately about 11 years. So I have quite of experience under my belt. And the one thing I found, and for those that are listening to this show, you probably know very well, if you have worked in the restaurant space or in retail, that majority of the people, they spend their day in reactive mode versus being proactive. So what do I mean by that? So when we wake up and we're instantly in reactive mode, we throw our clothes on, maybe grab a quick cup of coffee and we go to work, and then everything just kind of spills on you. You're not really ahead of the curve. So a morning routine allows you to, first and foremost, allow time for yourself and your personal development. Number two, it allows you to align your mindset and prepare yourself mentally for the day that's ahead of you. And so the idea of a morning routine is to keep you at least one or two steps ahead of the game. So when I have potential clients or current clientele or other professionals, individuals approach me and they're like, you know, I have some ideas on how I can structure a morning routine, but it always seems like it falls in. I always fall short on meeting my morning routine goals, and I honestly don't know how I can structure it to make it work for me. Hence, this is where the STEP acronym comes in place. Now, when I talk in terms of STEP, when you're taking steps. So when you take your first step, you're taking the information that I'm providing for you. So when you take your second step, this is where you take the information that I provide for you and apply it in your morning routines. And then now you're stepping in the right direction. So when we talk in terms of STEP, let's go ahead and break down that acronym so you guys can get a better picture of what I'm talking about. So S, set your morning routine up for success. Now, when we talk about that, so if, for example, if your morning routine, first thing you do is you go on a run every single morning. So that is part of your morning routine ritual. So if you're going to do that, ideally you want to set yourself up for success. My advice, which I do every single morning, I go out on a quick run to get at least my first 1,000 steps in each and every day to set that intention that health does play an important role in my life. So what I do is I have my running gear set aside and my running shoes by my bed. So then when I wake up, I can throw my running gear on, my running shoes, and I'm out of the door. Rather than spending most of my morning looking for my shoes and my socks and my workout clothes and that sort of stuff, because when you do that, you're wasting precious time. So setting yourself up for success. Another thing I do, I'm a big coffee drinker. So what I do is I set up my coffee pot and we have a digital timer on it. So it'll go off at 5:30 each morning. So as soon as I come through the door, my coffee is already brewed. I don't have to worry about that. So it's eliminating all those small things that's going to prevent you from doing your morning routine within a timely manner. Now, again, you know, everyone's situation is a little different. If you have kids, of course, you probably should get up a little bit earlier. And, you know, with the setup for success, the S in STEP, that's going to allow you to minimize the time that you spend in your morning routine trying to get things set up and, you know, figured out. This way it's going to have you set up for success for your morning. So whatever it might look like, again, if you're a runner, have your clothes set aside, have your running shoes set aside so you can just put it on and go. If you're a coffee drinker, have your coffee set up. If you're a book reader, have your book set aside on your kitchen table if you like to journal, have your journal sitting on your table with a pen ready for you so you can just plop down and start journaling accordingly. So set yourself up for success the night prior. Let's go ahead and dive in time bound. So this is a big thing here. So you have to set up a time when you're going to go to sleep every single night. So you have to be consistent. Now, I've worked in the restaurant space for many, many years. And the one thing I found in the restaurant space, there is no consistent schedule. So if you're working till 11 o'clock one night and you're planning on doing your morning routine at 5:30 each morning, it's not going to work, especially when you're the type of person you need 8 hours sleep. So that's why if you're going to leave work at 11 and go to bed at midnight, then you should plan on having your morning routine start at 8 until 9 a.m. Because, and I think we've all been there, when you have your morning routine structured and you change your times on yourself, what happens? You eventually wear yourself down. You're too tired to perform the essential functions and the processes that you need to do throughout your day. Make sure to first and foremost figure out that magic number. For me, it's 7.5 hours. I need 7.5 hours to function properly. So my routine is I start winding down at 9 p.m. So I stop looking at my phone. I don't do anything on Instagram. I don't do anything with my business. I don't do anything with my phone, period. I put on the charger and that's where it's at. And I spend that last hour, maybe I'll drink a cup of tea and then just kind of wind down, maybe read a book of mine. I'm in bed by 10. I wake up at 5:30 each morning and my routine's from 5:30 to 7. Now, I do want to mention to you guys is when you don't stay consistent, it will mess with your circadian rhythm. So your circadian rhythm is essentially your body's internal clock. If you are not consistent, again, you're going to be worn down, you're going to be tired, and it's going to be very difficult for you to perform basic functions. Say, for example, in your morning routine, you like to meditate. Well, if you're not getting your 7.5 hours sleep, 8 hours, 9 hours, whatever it is, you're going to more than likely not be able to function in your mindset to be able to perform meditation or journal or perform your affirmations or whatever it might be. So make sure you have a time set every single night. I am going to bed at this time. I am going to wake up at this time and I'm going to spend, 45 minutes, an hour, hour 15 minutes, whatever your morning routine may look like. Again, your morning routine is supposed to assist you to set you up for success. So make sure you figure out what times work best for you and please stick with it. E, when we talk in terms of E, you have to eliminate the distractions. So for me, I don't even mess with my phone when I wake up while I'm doing my morning routine, because more than likely, when you do that, you're going to get caught up on Instagram. You're going to get caught up on Facebook. You're going to get caught up on text messages. For me, I'd get caught up in my direct messages and my business. And so it's best to just leave your phone away from you so you can go ahead and wake up and be laser focused on your morning routine, because your morning routine, again, it's about your personal development and aligning your mindset. And if you're not utilizing the time correctly to reinvest back in yourself, then there's literally no point in having a morning routine, because your morning routine, once again, it is aligning your mindset and getting yourself set up for success for the day. Now, if you have kids like myself, you need to be able to wake up prior to when the kids are getting up. So say, for example, if your kids are getting up at 7:30 every morning, and your morning routine starts at 7, but you don't seem like you can get through it because your morning routine is about an hour long, my advice is wake up at 6. Wake up 6 o'clock every single morning. So therefore, you can go ahead, put in your morning routine, be better aligned, be ready. So then when your kids are up, you are ready to go for your day. Try to eliminate the distractions. Again, if it is your technology, which is usually the big thing, is your phone and your time wasters, again, with social media, just cut that out completely. The one thing I do want to mention too, which I do, is it's very tempting when you wake up and your phone's going off because you're utilizing your phone as an alarm clock. And when you wake up and you go shut your phone off, you have all your notifications. And first thing you want to do is you want to go through all your notifications. Like who DM'd me on Instagram, or, you know, I got like 6 likes on Facebook. And then once you get there, you get sucked in. So my advice is go out to Walmart, Target, wherever, and buy a traditional alarm clock. Have it set on your nightstand. So when your alarm goes off, you're not even touching your phone. You're not even looking at your phone. Shut it off and get out of bed and start your morning routine. And then once your morning routine is completely done, then you can go grab your phone and then get started in your day. Try to eliminate all the distractions as much as possible, because your distractions are going to hold you back from fulfilling your morning routines. And finally, P, plan for the routine. Now, when you plan for your routine, you're going to set yourself up for success. Now, the one thing I do want to advise is when you wake up and you start planning for your day, you are already too late. So what does that mean? So when you're waking up and you're going to devote for an hour, 1 hour for your morning routine, and you're sitting down and trying to figure out what you're going to do for your morning routine, you know, you're wasting precious time. So my advice is before you wind down at night, sit down 15, 20 minutes with a piece of paper, leave it on your kitchen table next to your journal, next to your planner, and say, this is what I'm going to do in my morning. I'm going to wake up, hydrate, and then I'm going to do 10 push-ups, 10 sit-ups, you know, get the blood moving. And then I'm going to meditate for 15 minutes. Have it all laid out for you. So then when you get up, you are utilizing those precious moments to invest back into yourself. Again, when you are planning the day of, you're a day too late. So make sure you have your planning process in place and have your morning routine laid out precisely on how you're going to manage your morning routine. So let's go ahead and recap on step S. Set your morning routine up for success by laying out your clothes, laying out your towel if you're going to shower first thing in the morning, laying out your book, just having everything out there ready for you. So therefore, you don't have to spend your precious minutes in your morning routine trying to set your morning routine up for success. Number two, T, time bound. Make sure you figure in what time you're going to go to bed, what time you're going to go to sleep, and then figure in what those hours look like. When you have different times, when you're waking up, you're going to sleep, if you're going to go to bed at 11 o'clock, and then you're going to wake up at 5, the next night you're going to go to bed at midnight, you're going to wake up 7, it's going to offset your circadian rhythm, and it's going to make things very, very, very difficult for you. So make sure you pick, okay, this is the time I'm going to go to bed, this is the time I'm going to wake up, this is the amount of sleep I need, and most importantly, this is going to be my routine. It's going to be an hour-long routine. Eliminate the distractions. So eliminate anything that's going to possibly distract you from doing your morning routine. So even if you have a needy husband that wants to get up and do things with you or distract you, just let them know, hey, I'm going to get up at 6, between 6 and 7. You know, I would encourage them if they would love to be involved with it. You know, just let them know, this is my morning routine from 6 to 7. You know, if you'd like to be involved with it, you know, great. But if you're not interested, I want to do this for myself so that I can set myself up for success. So again, if your kids are waking up at 7:30 and you're usually starting around 7, wake up at 6. Give yourself that full hour and a half to set yourself up for success. Whatever it may look like, just eliminate the distractions. And then finally, plan for the routine. Plan the night prior on what your routine looks like, your goals, and figure out how you're going to accomplish those goals. So the one thing I do want to share here real quickly before we end today's episode is, being in the restaurant management world for about 11 years, I found that having a morning routine, setting yourself up for success, and leveling your mindset so that you can be proactive versus reactive really helps set the tone for the day. If you're going in not getting enough sleep, not putting enough time in for your personal development and aligning your mindset, it's a formula to set yourself up for disaster. Make sure you invest back in yourself, set yourself up with a solid morning routine, and invest back into who you want to become. Again, we have a Facebook group. It is all about morning routines and how to set yourself up for success through your mindset. So if you're interested in joining, the link is in my show notes. Click on the link, jump in, and we have lots of great information that's available daily in our group, and we do encourage participation. All right, friends, that is all the time we have on this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If this episode resonated with you in whatever platform you're on, go ahead and take a quick minute to interact with us. If you're on Apple Podcasts, be sure to press that subscribe button at the top, scroll all the way down, and leave us a rating or review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. Or if you're listening to us on Spotify, just simply press that follow button to continue your listenership with us. Then finally, if you're on Instagram, go ahead and screenshot of this week's episode and post it on Instagram. Don't forget to tag me at Coach with Byron. The only way we grow is when you share our content through grassroots marketing. And I'm going to leave you like I do at the end of each and every episode to make it your mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys and we greatly appreciate you. And we wish you all a wonderful, wonderful week. Take care.